You're listening to SBS News.
The worst pandemic in more than 100 years means news and current affairs are particularly distressing. Mental health specialists say that consuming too much media can quickly overwhelm people with negative emotions. Professor Nicholas Proctor from the University of South Australia says people should first accept that feeling anxious, panicked and overwhelmed is a perfectly healthy response given what's occurring. He says the next step is to prepare for what's likely to come next, and that includes planning what information and media coverage to seek out rather than just watching the wall-to-wall coverage.
Have a plan to be able to deal with that. Control what you can within your environment. So, you know, choices around public transport, choices about going to a restaurant, choices around jumping into an Uber or not jumping into an Uber. Whatever it may be, if you have a plan for how you're going to manage that and be able to stick to that plan, you're really going to be guided by the facts. So listening to your public health messages, listening to, particularly in times like these, to abide by the government public health messages, staying connected at appropriate times, calibrating those appropriate times when not to be overexposed to media.
Melbourne man Erdem Kosh describes himself as a news junkie, but he and his wife have just decided to scale back their media consumption while they're confined to an apartment for another 10 days of self-isolation after returning from overseas.
We have now made the conscious decision to switch off at least for large parts of the day and only really watch, you know, the evening news bulletin or the morning news bulletin and not be constantly, you know, fed the negative news that is coming in while you are in an environment that is actually quite suitable to negativity. And so, I think with that decision now, it'll be interesting to see how we go over the next few days.
Mr. Kosh says he's been trying to adjust to the limited opportunities for exercise.
You can't go for a run. And so, naturally your body is not producing endorphins as much. And so you try and do a little bit around the house to the extent that that's possible. But it's all about mental resilience at the moment, I think. And again, with a 7-month pregnant wife, trying to remain as positive as possible and really just remind each other that it's actually not that bad, even though it may feel that way sometimes.
Omar El-Khazab says the current crisis is a resilience test. Mr. El-Khazab was tortured in his native Syria and eventually managed to flee the conflict for a new life in Australia. He says it's important to focus on the fact that tough times don't last and to do what you can to manage the challenges.
Like, you can't just go and be like, all right, I'm not going to do anything about it. No, you can take precaution, but life goes on. And the realization that we will get through it and we will actually win, like, against the disease, will help us positively move forward.
He says people like him who've fled conflicts need to be extra careful to protect their mental health because some of the things that are happening now can be triggers for past trauma.
When you go to, like, you know, the shop and you don't find sugar or, you know, flour or stuff like that, that's exactly what happened in my case, because there was a lack of those, and, you know, suppliers won't get anything into cities that are going through war. So those experiences are triggered, and people who have experienced trauma because of those things, they have to be aware of it.
The University of South Australia's Professor Nicholas Proctor says parents are under added pressure, having to manage their own emotions as well as deal with their children. He says the research shows children are better able to manage their own feelings when the adults around them are managing their emotions well. He recommends frank and age-appropriate discussions.
Talking with children about, you know, not blaming anyone for this situation, helping them to be able to see kindness in others, explaining concepts like virus and isolation, and even words like pandemic in sort of age-appropriate terms, I think is really important. And, you know, it will help us help them. So, you know, what we're really wanting to do is stay connected and helping each other to be able to stay connected through accurate but age-appropriate messaging is really important.
As he and his wife count down the days, Erdem Kosh says the realisation this pandemic affects everyone is oddly comforting.
There's something weirdly nice about being in this all together and being in this all together around the world. You know, we're, we have a Turkish background, so we always speak to a lot of family and friends back in Turkey. And, you know, they're the same, and that country is in partial lockdown at the moment. And there's something weird about being in this at home all together. And so that's, I suppose, you're trying to just check in with people as much as possible and just get that energy from each other. But it's a conscious effort, right? It doesn't come naturally. And that's the part I think we're trying to focus on the most.
Greg Dyett, SBS News.